The feel good start to your day.
Abby for breakfast.
It's Triple M breakfast.
Hello and welcome back to episode 15 of the Abby for Breakfast podcast. Thank you very much for jumping on. It's been a very busy week here in the Triple M studio, but only really a half week. We got to miss out on Thursday and Friday, but that doesn't mean this week's episode will not be released because you're listening to it now, which means it has in fact done so. But what I wanted to touch on and revisit from our busy week here at Triple M is two chats in particular. Now, both of them, one of the bands that we're going to be talking to is called Mammal. They did make an appearance on the airwaves this week, but we're going to revisit them because they're a band that were really well known in the 2000s and are making their way back right now in 2024. So let's get them on.
Abby for breakfast. The Goldfields 981. Triple M.
Good morning. You're with Abby this morning on the Goldfields 981 Triple M. Now, I've got a bit of a superstar on my line. That is Ezekiel Ox. He is from the band Mammal. You've probably heard of them back in 06. They were massive with some great singles, but they're making their way back, which is very exciting. Good morning, Zeke. You're lead on vocals, aren't you? How are you going?
Yes, I am a singer and it's great to be talking to you, Abby. Thank you so much for having us on your wonderful show.
Oh, of course not. When I got the email that you guys wanted to jump on board, I was like, send them my way. I'm very excited, keen as a green bean to have you on. Zeke, let's touch on back in 06 when the band formed. Obviously, you guys have had some amazing accomplishments since then. Let's chat on that one.
Yeah, look, the band obviously formed what's now a long time ago coming up 20 years in a couple of years. So, and you know, Mammal's always been what I'd say is highly combustible as a group. The true punk rock essence, you know, where we're not just making up the numbers, we're not just rolling the arm over or going through the motions, but we've always had a real vision to be something that's truly exciting on a live level, that's legitimately one of the best rock bands going around. We firmly believe that and always have. But then by nature of what happened, you know, we were young men. We went out, we were doing the big day outs, we were supporting Grinspoon, we were doing all the big supports with Kiss, and it all got very big very quickly.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of arguments about all sorts of stuff back in 2010 when we broke up. You know, that very short 4 years, we achieved so much more than most bands do in a whole career. And
yeah.
And then we had 7 years off, and I guess people became dads, and we've had a lineup change now with a new bass player, and we came back in 2017, and since then we've just gone from strength to strength, recording, you know, five new singles and now our new album, The Penny Drop. But yeah, I mean, Mammal's probably the strongest it's ever been. The new album's just absolutely fantastic, and you know, we got some really good friends in to help us record it. But
yeah,
Mammal's the kind of band that it's either exploding or it's either 0 or 10, and we're really proud of that. But it's caused us to have to kind of grow with the band. And I think as we've gotten older, maybe had time to reflect on how little time we have left, we've certainly come to terms with what the band means to the fans. And we're super stoked to be back for the fans and with this new album, which we're just so proud of.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice, Zeke. The passion in your voice is very noticeable, I have to say. You're all the way from Melbourne, so you're in Victoria at the moment. But I have to ask the question, have you ever made your way over to WA?
Yeah, well, we were lucky enough to get the when we were on the entire Big Day Out tour, we did the WA leg of that there in 2009, and that was sensational. And then of course, we've gone over and played our own headline shows as recently as 2018, which is fantastic. We've also managed to get back to London. Like these trips, like places like Perth, the most isolated capital city in the world, places like London, are a bit harder to get to for us, but we're really committed to our WA fans. They've always been very kind to us. We just can't quite make it happen on this tour, Abby, unfortunately, time constraints. Time constraints and also just kids and all that sort of stuff. So we're super keen to get back there, but I really hope that our WA fans can appreciate just post-COVID, we're still rebuilding. Things have changed a lot. And also just the cost of living, which I know everyone's feeling. I do want to say, though, we can't come and visit you in WA, but what we can do around the cost of living thing is you can listen to our new album, which talks directly to the billionaires and the governments of the world that are forcing us into this position as working class people. Yeah. Mammals are band that punches up. We never pull the ladder up behind us when we rise, and we are here for those that work hard. We want to talk to the single mums who are sleeping in their cars. We want to talk about people that work hard for what should be more pay. And, yeah, we're firmly committed to helping everyone come to terms with what's happening in the world. We want to see an end to war, and we want to see more equality around the world. So that's something people can still enjoy wherever they are in the world via our new album, The Penny Drop, which is full of, you know, fun, danceable working class anthems.
Yeah. Oh, very exciting, Zeke. I think what I'm hearing from that is that it just sounds like a super relevant and relatable album, which I think so many people are going to be stoked with. So for someone that wants to check it out right now, Zeke, where can they go?
Oh, the best place to go is just mammaltheband.com, our website, all our socials, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. You can check us out there. And just go to, like, wherever you're streaming it from, Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you're streaming from, just to get your head around it. And then, of course, you can go back to our merch store and buy it on vinyl. You can buy it on CD if you decide you like it. So, you know, suck it and see, so to speak. But I do want to tell people, like, if you go and listen, just listen to the new single, Doubt. It's our third single from the record. The first single was Keanu Reeves. The second single was The Penny Drop. Now we've got our third single, Doubt, out, which we're really proud of. And that song's really about just, you know, don't drop your head too much. It is tough being out there at the moment. It's tough wondering if you're doing right by your kids, wondering if you're doing right by your family.
Yeah.
Trying to maintain it. But this song's about the fact that generations before you have done it and they pulled through, and we will this generation as well. There's brighter futures ahead, but we just need to be together on it. So the lyric is, it's the doubt that tears us down, and we truly believe that. We need to start believing in each other.
Yeah.
We're the ones that are going to win.
Yeah, I love that. I've actually got a record player. So now that you've mentioned vinyl, that's exactly where I'm going to head to and go check it out. I love a good vinyl.
Yeah, well, check out the artwork too. It looks great. It's by a guy called Joel Rea. We didn't go the AI route. We got an oil painting, which we've managed to license off one of the most amazing Australian artists called Joel Rea. So we're really committed to her. We're still working with humans. And I think you can hear that on the record. It's a very honest, very emotional, and very, at times, brutal record. But I think we live in quite brutal times.
Yeah.
So it suits that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time, Zeke. That does wrap up our chat today. But is there anything else that you'd like to add in regards to all of that?
Just that if you go on YouTube and check us out live, like, we Mammal believes we're the hardest rocking band in the known universe, and so please don't just take my word for it. Wherever you are in the world, check it out, go and listen to it, watch it on YouTube, and just if you're a fan of rock and roll, then I can pretty much guarantee you're going to be a fan of Mammal. So I just want to thank you for having us, Abby, and encourage people to check out the band and get on board with what we're talking about, because there's a whole world to win, and Mammal plans on being on the front lines while we win it.
Oh, I love that. The passion in your voice. It's so evident. I love it, Zeke. Well, it was lovely to chat to you. Thank you very much for your time on the airwaves, and hopefully we get to chat soon.
Absolute pleasure, Abby. Talk to you next time.
Your local breakfast show in the Goldfields. Abby for breakfast. 981 Triple M.
How cool is that, hey? Chatting to a lead vocalist from such an epic band. That is Mammal. Make sure to go check them out on Instagram, Facebook. Check out their website as well. I know that their new singles, new album is out. So go and check that one out. Now, our second guest for this week's episode is the one and only the mayor for the city of Kalgoorlie-Boulder, local legend, Mr. Glenn Wilson. Now, fun fact about Glennie, I've actually known him since I was a little kid, so it's just very something special, the fact that I get to chat to him each week. But this chat really does highlight how the city is going and the updates around the goldfields that I think you need to know. So here he is. This is the mayor, Glenn Wilson.
Live and local in the goldfields. Abby for breakfast. 981 Triple M.
Abby, good morning to you. Are we starting to see a little bit of winter creep in with the overcast conditions today?
Oh, not happy, Chappy.
Sorry, mate.
It's right. That's why I'm going to Europe next week to get some more sun. So,
are you going to Europe?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known.
Oh, yeah. It's not like I talk about it every day on the radio, but that's all right. That's fine. Avid listener over here is Glenn Wilson. Glennie, last night we had the council meeting for this month. It was a big one by the looks of it. Mm. Should we start off with the rates concession applications? Let's chat about that one.
We can do that. We have the opportunity opportunity to provide a concession or waiver of rates at the discretion of council to some organisations within our community. And generally, obviously, they are of a not-for-profit nature. So last night, council has awarded some rate concessions to some applicants and some not-for-profit organisations to help them out financially and also to obviously give them an opportunity to have their facilities here and to put their money back into their organisations to paying rates.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. I think it's great that it's on the agenda, or it was on the agenda for last night's meeting. I think that's very important.
It's about $117,000 that council subsidised those particular organisations for.
Just a little bit of money there.
That's good.
Wowza. And what about the disposal of areas of 1 and 2 in Broadwood, Glennie? I know that I've seen a few things in the Cowmina about that. There was an article a few days ago. Chat to me about that one.
Sure. This is the area that is Gateacre on one side. It's Great Eastern Highway on the other, Attburra, and also Hart Kirspian. So it's that parcel of land. That's
were you just picturing that in your head just now?
Could you see
your
me close
closed.
My eyes? Yeah.
Yep.
I just had to get it
all
in
right,
my head.
Going down the each road in my mind.
And Broadwood Street cuts through the middle of it.
Yes.
Last night, the City of Kalgoorlie-Boulder elected to note that we had a single submission in response to that.
Yep.
That submission, though, didn't meet the criteria for what we were after. Therefore, we have rejected that, but alongside that, we've rejected any expressions of interest. So therefore, at this stage, there's
nothing.
Nothing's happening in that space.
Yep.
However, we will review moving forward into the 2025 year, the expressions of interest for that area.
Are we allowed to know how many expressions of interest there were?
There were none that suited the criteria.
Okay.
There was one, but it didn't suit the criteria.
I see. I understand what you're saying now. Easy. Well, very interesting times at the council meeting, it sounds, Glennie. What about the annual grant program for 24 to 25?
We are a very generous community. Our grants process last night was approved.
Hey.
This has 605,000 dollars to be put into our community through our annual grant program.
Of that,
there are a couple of nominations who have already been in for the 3-year service agreements that we have. That's to the tune of $434,000, and then we've also approved another $160,000 last night as part of that.
Oh my goodness!
So the total is $605,000,
yes.
But $605,161.33 off the top of my head. But that is a great amount of money that goes towards many different things in the community. There's the basketball program for women and development of women here in the Goldfields. There is a Scribblers Festival that's looking to come to the city, the Volleyball Association, the Sandalwood Family Centre, Palace Theatre. There's...
Just to name a few, Japers.
Yep, absolutely.
We're busy community here in Kalgoorlie-Boulder, aren't we?
Yep, the Kalgoorlie Scouts Hall will get funding for their capital works as well. Palace Theatre, as I mentioned.
Yep.
Elite Sports, so the Eastern Goldfields Talent Development Centre's Elite Sports Athletes Program, alongside the Royal Life Saving Society, WA Kalgoorlie-Boulder, Multicultural and Aboriginal Swimming and Water Safety Project as well.
Speaking of swimming, Glenn, something very exciting happened to you on Friday.
Yes.
I saw that you were dressed as Where's Wally.
I was dressed as Where's Wally.
In the pool.
You had to come and find me.
I did. What was going on there? Why?
So I was just helping out the Royal Life Saving WA with their swim carnival.
Yes.
Just helping create a bit of interest in the community for that, but also to help pass on to the next generation to use their swimming ability.
Yep.
They had to come and save the mayor, but there were some other members that they had to save as well, and other Wallies.
I was meant to be a Wally.
Were you?
But I...
You're at sports.
I got told you new, dragged me into it.
The old sports power, yeah?
Intersport. Yep. So, yeah, that's it. I was there from 9 to 12.
Yeah, I did. I rang up. I spoke to Clint, and he said, do you think we could get anyone else? I said, what about Abby from Triple M? Up for anything, Abby.
Any other Friday, I'm available as can be. The one Friday you chose to nudge
wasn't
me up.
Me. I just put your name forward. You had other plans.
I did. I'm a busy girl these days. No. Places
G'day
to be, people.
Chris and Julie at Intersport. Yep. Well done for them to take on the Intersport brand.
Yes, they've done very well. It's fantastic. Still the same friendly team, just a different name. So very exciting times for Intersport Kalgoorlie, heart of sport in the Goldfields. And last thing I want to touch on, Glennie, is the town hall activation.
So this is an idea that has come from councillors sitting around the table at the moment, and that is to reactivate the Kalgoorlie Town Hall as a venue that people can go to, have a community meeting there. They can participate in a community meeting or a group meeting, but also participate in interacting with their elected members as well.
Mm-hmm.
So before we go through that process, we have to do a conservation plan and maintenance work plan because there are some works that are required at the Kalgoorlie Town Hall. Right, it's an old building, yep. 1907, long time ago.
It is
ago,
an old right? one, isn't it? Yep.
So we're going through that process to put a conservation plan and maintenance works. It's heritage listed, so we'll also then get an estimation of the costs on carrying out those works, but also identify with the Goldfield Sports Star of the Year Committee or the yep. Sporting Hall of Fame Committee ways to better activate their collection as well. So there's a bit in it, but it's ultimately delivering at the end of all of that, once it's all fulfilled, that the Kalgoorlie Town Hall would be a place where people can talk to their elected members again, which they can do every third and fourth Monday of the month.
Yeah, well, at the council meetings, exactly right. Well, Glennie, that does wrap up our chat today. I've got one more thing to do for you, and that's celebrity heads, because I've got a funny one for you. All right, we're going to do a drum roll. Are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
Yep, here we go. I think this one will be a funny one for you. You ready to go?
Yep.
All right. This year, I celebrated 20 years at a job that I no longer work at.
I celebrated 20 years in a job that I no longer work at.
Yes.
Right? Yep. How can you celebrate 20 years at a job that you no longer work at?
This will make sense. I believe that this person's first job was at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah,
and
it's
Richard.
Me, isn't
there
it?
There we go. Yes. That is it. I'm very happy you got that.
Yeah, McDonald's. And set up a lot of good people
That's
in
it.
Their life. Daniel Lavery, good morning to you.
Ah, there we go. And rest in peace, as you know, Richard Hill. Beautiful
Richard
soul.
Got me my first job.
There you go.
And he sent me on my way from McDonald's as well. But
there you go. All right, Glennie. Well, that's a fun one for you.
I had a funny feeling on that first one, but I just needed that second. Good on you, Abby. Have a great day and enjoy your holiday.
Abby for breakfast. The Goldfields 981 Triple M.
And that was the Mayor, Glenn Wilson, talking about all of the updates around the city that I think are worthwhile and for you to know. So thank you for joining us for episode 15. Stay tuned for next week. Episode 16 is coming your way. But after that, we're going to be taking a three-week break with the Abby for Breakfast podcast, because that is right, your girl is going overseas. She is heading to Europe next week. And I tell you what, I am very excited, especially since there has been so much winter weather here in the Goldfields. I'm keen on some lovely sunshine. I'll try my best to bring her back with me, hey? But don't stress, we've got one more episode until I head away. But have a fantastic weekend, and I will catch you Monday morning, live and early at 6 a.m. on the Goldfields 981 Triple M.
Your local breakfast show in the Goldfields. Abby for Breakfast, 981 Triple M.